Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high Elohim has wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace, and I saw a dream that made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, so that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. And then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known to me the interpretation of it. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my Elohim, and in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim, and before him I told the dream. O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy Elohim is in you, and that no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen in the interpretation of it. Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw, and I watched a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height of it was great. And the tree grew, and it was strong, and the height of it reached to heaven, and the sight of it reached to the end of all the earth. The leaves of that tree were fair, and the fruit of it much, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs of it, and all flesh was fed by it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and I watched. A watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried out aloud, and he said this, "Cut down the tree, cut off its branches, shake off its leaves, scatter its fruit, let the beasts get away from underneath it, and let the fowls get away from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let its heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the man by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, and he sets up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation of it, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation. But you are able, because the spirit of the holy Elohim is in you. And then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was perplexed for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. And the king spoke, and he said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or the interpretation of it trouble you. Belteshazzar answered, and he said, My master, the dream is to those who hate you, and the interpretation of it is to your enemies. The tree that you saw, that grew and was strong, whose height reached up to the heavens, and the sight of it to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit of it much, and in it was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is you, O king, who are grown and become strong, for your greatness is grown, and reaches to heaven, and your dominion reaches to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher, and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Cut the tree down and destroy it, and yet leave the stump of the roots of it in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field until seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, who has come upon my master the king, that they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field, and they will make you to eat grass like oxen, and they will wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times will pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whoever he will. And whereas they commanded to lead the stump of the tree roots, your kingdom will be sure to you after you have been made known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you, and break off your sins by doing righteousness, and your iniquities break them off by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of your tranquility that you do so. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. And at the end of twelve months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, and the king spoke, and he said, Isn't this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? And while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from you. And they will drive you from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field, and they will make you to eat grass like oxen, and seven times will pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and he did eat grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hairs had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails had grown like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes toward heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and whose kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the arm of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can stay his hand or say to him, What are you doing? At the same time that my reason returned to me, and for the esteem of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned to me, and my counselors and my nobles sought for me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the kingdom of heaven, the king of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to humble. End of chapter.